I didn't hear you come in. You see, I was enraptured with my new telescope, just watching the stars, counting them as they appear one by one in the darkening sky. Did you know that there are over 100 stars? That's a lot. Makes you wonder if we aren't alone in the universe. All those dozens of stars, each one 1,000 miles away, or more even. If Earth can play host to a cornucopia of living organisms, surely one of those other planets could do as well. Perhaps we'll finally contact them someday using our space radios. Or perhaps they'll contact us when they're ready to reveal themselves. A day to look forward to, or a day to dread. Science doesn't know anything about space yet. Those others, hidden away across the great galactic divide, would want to usurp us, to destroy us, to eat us. I guess we'll never know unless we find out. Until then, I'm keen to keep a vigilant watch under the night sky, ready to sound the alarm should an unusual flying obstacle suddenly appear. A story, perhaps, while we wait for contact. Tonight's episode, XT.
Gabriel, we're eating. That's not funny. Come on now. Hey, Murgatroyd, honey, please stop that. No, food goes in your mouth, not in your pocket. Oliver, what is that you're building there? You're building a mountain with those potatoes? Are you going to eat all that?
No, that
wasn't
true. That was my leg.
Gabriel, I asked you to stop that. All right, look, everybody, okay, I have been working all day, and I am exhausted, and I need a little peace and quiet. All right?
Be less messy.
You know what we're going to do? We are going to sit and eat our dinner and have a normal dinner conversation like we're a normal family who does things normally. Understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now then, fine. Gabriel, what did you do today?
Poked a frog in the eye with a sharp stick.
Mm-hmm. And how did that go over?
Yeah, he didn't like that too much.
I can't imagine why not. And what about you, little Miss Pumpkinhead? What did you and Mrs. Spence get up to today?
Mrs. Spence did a blanket and I cut it up with scissors.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't do things like that. That's not very nice.
It was funny only to me.
Well, you're going to have to apologize to Mrs. Spence now.
Fine.
Kids, you have to stop lashing out like this. I know it's hard, but you have to be civil. Everybody's got their problems. Okay, Oliver, how about you, huh? How was your day?
Mom, why did Dad have to leave us?
For Pete's sake, Oliver, we've been over this 100 times. Your father doesn't like children. You three children specifically. Now he's gone and he's not ever coming back, and I wish you'd stop asking me about it. Okay? I'm not your therapist. And quit molding the potatoes into landscape features. Let's eat them or put them back in the pot. What the hell was that now?
A call to adventure!
You stay here, Mom. We'll check it out.
Me too!
No, Murgatroyd, you're too little. Come on, Oliver, keep up.
Now, you boys stay out of that cornfield. I don't like you in that cornfield after dark. The kids that live in there are a bad influence.
Come on, Ollie, the sound came from over here.
We're not supposed to go into the cornfield.
Aw, don't be such a baby. It's just corn. There's something over there. It's glowing.
I wonder if it's those bad kids. Jesus, Spike, you scared the hell out of me.
Scared you? I just peed myself. Did you guys hear the big boom, too?
Yeah, any idea what it was?
I don't know. I was just heading toward that green glow.
Come on, let's keep moving.
How you guys doing?
Angry and sad about our dad leaving.
Yeah, well, my dad's in jail.
At least you know where he is. Yeah.
Guys, look!
What is it?
It's a meteor.
Are you sure it's not an asteroid?
Shut up, Spike.
Whatever it is. It sure ain't from around here.
Poke it with a stick.
Now you're speaking my language. Ugh, it's soft.
Like a blanket?
Like an egg or something.
Look, it's opening up.
There's something inside there.
Is it a puppy?
Be less stupid, Ollie.
I'm gonna lean in real close and see what it is.
Cool.
I think it likes you, Spike.
Spike, you okay under there?
What the hell is that thing?
I don't know. Looks like some kind of spider crab scorpion.
Is Spike okay?
I don't know. Why are you asking me so many questions? I'm standing here watching events unfold the same as you. Spike, you okay under there? I can't understand you.
Is he dead?
Again, I don't know. Whatever it is you don't know, I also don't know.
Well, we better get him out of here before those corn kids find him and string him up like a scarecrow.
Good point. Grab his feet.
We should take him back to the house. Maybe Mom can...
Are you crazy? You want Mom to know we were in the cornfield? Forget it. We'll hide him in the barn. Let's go! Ollie, are you awake?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, you're awake.
Am I sure about that? Sometimes I dream I'm awake.
You're gonna grow up to be a super weird person if you stay stuck in your head like that all the time.
What do you want?
Have you heard anything from the barn?
No.
We better check on Spike, make sure he's not dead.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm surprised nobody's called over looking for him yet.
I don't think his family's too keen on him. Come on. Be very quiet. We don't want to wake anybody up.
Wake up, Hill!
Ah! God damn it, Murgatroyd!
Swears, I'm telling!
Calm down.
You have to be quiet. If Mom wakes up, we're dead meat.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. Go back to bed.
Me too?
No, Murgy. You have to go to bed.
I'll tell!
Keep your voice down.
Mom!
Okay, you can come. Shut up. Jeez, between the two of you, it's no wonder Dad left.
That's pretty emotionally aggressive.
That was a slow pitch, Ollie. I'm a cauldron of bubbling rage. Now let's go. Quietly.
Hey, Gabe. What if he's dead?
Who's dead?
Then I'll tell Mom you did it.
What smells like manure? From manure.
Oh my god, Murgy, you're a scientist.
Well, he's still here.
Spike, you awake, man? You doing all right? Where's that thing that was wrapped around your face?
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about. What thing? What am I doing in your barn?
You had a little spill in the cornfield, so we brought you here.
Why didn't you call an ambulance?
We didn't want to get in trouble.
That's fair.
Hey, Gabe, I found that lobster octopus thing.
Where was it?
Over in the corner, curled up in a ball.
Ew!
Looks like it's dead.
What the heck is that thing?
It was attached to your face. It came from a meteor.
It's from outer space?
Seems like it must be.
Oh, I don't feel so good. My tummy's upset.
Too much candy.
Oh, God. Feels like something's trying to chew its way out of me.
Well, keep it down, man. Don't wake up my mom.
Oh, the pain.
Shut up.
Be quiet.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
Shut your pie hole.
It's ripping me apart.
Suffer in silence.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Inside of him, and now it's out.
Some kind of parasite, I guess.
Ah, he's too cute to be a parasite.
He is pretty cute.
Can you keep him?
Mom would never let us keep that thing.
Please?
I don't know.
Ah, he's just a little baby. He'll never be able to defend himself out in the wild.
Oh, fudge, he's going for the horses.
Don't do that.
That's our livelihood, man.
Come here, boy.
Come here, monster.
We gotta lead him out of the barn before he kills all the livestock.
I know. I'll be right back.
Ollie, help me deal with this crap.
Look at him. Go!
Yeah, he's a feisty one. Hey, what should we call him? What do you call an extraterrestrial monster like that?
Let's call him XT for extra terrific.
More like extra terrifying.
Extra temperamental.
Why don't we just call him Kevin?
Come here, Kevin!
Man, that little guy took out a horse in 20 seconds. Oh, crap, he's eyeing the cows now.
He'll never be able to resist these.
What you got there?
A box of Rainier's Remainders.
Rainier's Remainders? The bite-sized peanut butter candy that melts in your hand as fast as it melts in your mouth?
Kid-tested, manufacturer-approved.
Man, those Rainier's Remainders are bee's knees. If you want a literal explosion of chocolate and peanut butter all over your soft palate, only Rainier's Remainders will do.
Mmm! Yeah, first time I tried one, I almost lost it.
What do you mean, almost? You nearly killed a guy, remember?
Oh, yeah. I just gotta have my Rainier's Remainders.
Good thing they're readily available in any grocery or convenience store. Just ask for them by name.
Rainier's Remainders. Always eat them.
Let's see if Kevin likes them. Oh, we named him Kevin while you were gone.
He looks more like a Steve. Mm. Hey, Kevin! Want a candy? Catch!
He likes it!
Let's leave a trail and lead him out of the barn.
Yeah.
We can lead him into the house and hide him in my room till we figure out what to do with him.
Yeah? Sure you want to sleep with that thing in your room?
Well, do you have a better idea?
Turns out I don't.
He's my best friend now.
Come on, boy. Follow me. Follow me.
It's working!
Okay, get him in the house and hide him good. And don't wake Mom or we're all dead as that horse and cow. Speaking of which, I'd better bury those animals so Mom doesn't see them. And Murgy, you go to bed now. In the morning. Go to sleep now.
How am I supposed to sleep after witnessing these abdominal mutilations?
We'll talk about it in the morning. You can help us make plans, okay? But now you have to sleep.
Oh, gee whiz.
That's a good boy. Come on. Come.
How am I going to lift an 800-pound horse cadaver? Ollie, you still alive in here?
I don't know. Is the idea of being alive predicated on the idea that a consciousness is self-aware and can actively disassociate from the act of being in order to contemplate?
Just stop it, man. Stop it. Where's Kevin?
In the closet. Be careful of your face.
I don't see him.
He was in here last night.
Where's Kevin? I want to play with him.
I think he's flown the coop, Murgy.
Aw, gee whiz.
Wait, what's this?
It's nothing. Put it back. Dad's footlocker. I read the articles.
No. This.
I don't know. What is that?
Looks like a snake skin or something. Oh my God, Kevin's molting.
What's molting? I'm five. I don't know anything.
It's when animals shed their skin so they can get bigger.
Like what Daddy used to do?
What?
In the bathroom.
No, that's shaving.
What's shaving?
It's something that grown-ups do.
How come you don't shave?
Shut up, Murgatroyd. You don't know me. We have to find Kevin before Mom does, or we're all dead meat.
Speaking of which, did you manage to ditch those animal corpses?
Literally.
How'd you manage to lift them?
I'll tell you what, it wasn't easy. Buried Spike as well. We're in the clear.
Shouldn't we have told his parents or something?
Too many questions. Do you want to get in trouble?
No!
No.
Well, good. We're all in this together. Now help me find Kevin.
Kevin!
Kevin! Kevin!
Who's Kevin?
Mom! What are you doing up?
I always wake up.
And I, for one, am glad of it.
Who's Kevin?
He's our new friend.
Pipe down, Pipsqueak.
Your new friend?
He's a snake man.
Yeah, it's Murgatroyd's invisible friend. We're helping her find him. It's a game.
Yeah. Just a game.
Bit early for these sorts of shenanigans. Okay, you kids go down and start breakfast while I go feed the livestock.
Hells no.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, I'll feed the livestock. I'll do it forever now. You don't ever have to go into the barn and do a head count or anything ever.
But you hate going into the barn.
Not anymore. I love it now.
Manure comes from a cow's butt.
Isn't she just a little scientist?
Just like the man who might have been her father if things had been different. Oh, did any of you run into Spike last night? His parents called looking for him.
Yes.
Shut up!
No!
Well, which is it?
Yes!
Shut up!
No!
What?
I panicked.
You kids are acting very weird these days. Well, you better normal yourselves up a peg or I'm going to leave you too.
Jesus, Mom.
Well, I'm serious. You three are driving me bats.
Okay, well, straighten up, Ma.
You better. Oh, and have you seen the cat?
Kevin!
Are you in here somewhere? There you are. We've been searching for you all day. Wow, how big you're getting. And there's what's left of the cat. You sure are making your way through our beloved animal companions. I hear you. I don't have many friends either. Everyone says I'm a bit weird. I guess neither of us fit in all that well. Because you're a bit weird too, huh? Okay, you're not weird. I guess you must be normal somewhere. Where is that somewhere anyway? Where are you from, boy? Where are you going? What are you pointing at? Something out the window? The sky? Are you pointing at the sky? Now you're jumping. You're jumping and pointing. To the sky! Are you saying you can fly? Is that it, Kevin? You can fly in the sky? Now you're pointing at me. I can't fly. You can make me fly? We're all gonna fly in the sky? Is that what you're saying? Aw, you wanna go home, don't you? You miss your family. Say, what's that?
A helicopter!
Yeah, but why is it flying so close to the ground?
Kevin!
Where are you going, boy?
We have to catch him and play with him.
Hey, what's going on?
How the hell should I know?
Is it helicopter day?
What's helicopter day?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Are you the residents of this farmstead?
No.
Shut up.
Yes?
Yes, we are, sir. What seems to be the problem?
That's not our weed growing out back. There's a guy from down the road who...
Oh, my God, shut up.
Name's Lieutenant Gordon, and I command the most crack of the crack marine squads this side of the Mason-Dixon. We have been dispatched by the NSA to investigate and eliminate certain extraterrestrial threats that may or may not have penetrated American airspace and touched down at this specific latitude and longitude.
Hi.
Hi. It's getting dark, and time is not our friend, young one, so I'm only going to ask you this once. Did you, over the last 24 hours, encounter what you might describe as an alien entity?
No.
Shut up.
What? I lied. I don't know what you guys want.
I will interpret that in the affirmative. I would advise you children to stand clear as we make a sweep of the area. In the event of a hostile exchange, there is a significant chance that your tiny limbs will be rent asunder by the unimaginable force of our ordnance.
Thanks for the heads up.
It's important to think of the children. Soldiers, stay tuned. Yep. Troops, we are on the precipice of a major discovery, that of life outside our known world, a sentient entity of extraterrestrial or interdimensional origin. Its physiognomy may very well be beyond our ability to comprehend, so look sharp and shoot to kill. Yes? What is it, Sticks?
Hobson, sir, he sticks.
Yo.
What is it, Hobson?
Yeah, is this going to be a stand-up fight or just another bug hunt?
Intel is limited, but what little data we have suggests we may be dealing with a giant cockroach of some kind.
It's a bug hunt.
Knock it off! Form ranks. Alpha team on point. Omega, close on six. Lock and load, gents.
We start with the barn. On my mark. Hustle! Hobson, get the door.
On three, two.
Two by two. Keep it tight.
I'm getting movement over here.
Well, yeah. This is a barn full of animals.
Oh, man. I mean, it's everywhere.
OK. again. Just barnyard animals. Stay frosty.
Something huge, man.
It's cows.
They're coming out of the walls. Right on top of us.
Would you relax?
What the hell?
Lost our light source. They must have cut the power.
How'd they cut the power, man? The cockroaches.
You cool it.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Cool it. Flake, take point. Hobson's gone Ahab.
On it.
Goggles on. This thing might be right at home in the dark.
Which thing? That thing there?
Possible multiple targets. Enemy is invisible, sir. We need a direction.
Lay down the pressing fire.
Did not copy.
Lay down the pressing fire.
Do not copy. Fall back. Fall back. We need to get to the top. Blake, we are leaving.
Seemed a bit much.
We have to see if Kevin's okay.
Kevin, are you okay? Oh, thank goodness. We thought you were a goner.
Mom sees all these dead Marines. We're in big trouble.
Don't worry about that right now. We've got to get Kevin out of here before they come back. Grab your bikes. Hop on, Kevin.
Oliver, will you tell me what the hell we're doing?
There's no time to explain!
Well, make time!
We're taking Kevin home! He misses his family!
His home? In space?
Well, duh!
Guys, wait up!
How are we supposed to do that? We're not astronauts!
Kevin's gonna make us all fly!
Are you crazy? How do you know that?
Through sign language!
Oh my god, you're losing your mind!
We just have to believe!
Where are we going?
To the edge of the ravine!
Ollie!
Trust me.
This better work!
Hold on to your seats! Here we go!
God damn it, Ollie!
I thought it would work! Sorry, I guess I misread his sign language.
I think I broke a finger. So now I get to break yours.
I said I'm sorry! Excuse me for not being Jane Goodall.
You guys, Kevin's hurt!
Is this thing bleeding acid?
Or a weed killer.
Ugh. Come on, this thing's more trouble than it's worth. Let's just put it on a bus and go home.
I want a puppy.
Well, I guess this is it. I thought we'd be friends forever. But it's more important that you go back to your family.
You live in space.
Here's some bus fare. And I packed you a snack. Don't eat the people. Well, here's the bus. Go on now. What's that? You say you don't want to go? You never wanted to leave in the first place, and you have no family elsewhere? Are you saying that we're the only family you've ever known, and the
just
only...
Just put him on the bus. Let's go.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye, Space Monster.
Let's go home and see what Mom's making for dinner.
I hope it's not Kevin's eggs.
What?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them under the sink, also in the barn and a bunch in the backyard. He sure does lay a lot of eggs.
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
You have been listening to Phantom Signal. Tonight's episode, XT, was performed by Andrew Bailey, Jason McDonald, and Tara Travis. Jason handled the script editing, stargazing, and sound and music assembly. Special thanks to all the artists who contributed by way of sounds and samples on Freesound, Looperman, and Music Radar. Recording and technical support and telescopes were provided by Keegan Elric and Nicole Weissmiller. Tara Travis is our producer and lead astrophysicist. Asha Kidd and Bruce McPherson are our executive producers. The Phantom Signal Studio Anthology Volume 1 was made possible in part through generous contributions from listeners just like you. Check out PhantomSignalRadio.com for a full list of the guilty parties. And hey, if you enjoy the program and you'd like to show us some encouragement, toss some money in the hat and share us with your friends. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram and photo dump and look at me and all that. Thanks for listening. Good night and pleasant dreams.